Hi, hello, ladies. I'm well, thank you. How are you? Very good, very good. It's good to see you all, too. I was just doing some. Oh, excuse me. Hi. Okay, your fence is done. Yes, it is. No, it's all back together. I painted it. I put a little sign on there that says wet paint, so please nobody touch it for a little while or else you're going to get paint on you. No, it looks good. It looks like it used to. Everything is back to the way it used to be. It was dangerous. There were some very sharp edges, and that needed to be taken care of for a long time. No, it's no problem at all. I got so tired of everybody talking about how much it was going to cost and how much they were going to charge you and all that. And I mean, it wasn't a huge deal. I only had to buy a little bit of lumber, do a little bit of work, and paint it, and it's done. No, no, no. No, you don't owe me anything. No, this is my contribution to the church. I mean, you ladies do so much for the community, and I just wanted to do something to kind of give back. So this is my little contribution, and it's on me. It's totally fine. It wasn't a big deal. It didn't take me that long, and everything is back the way it should be. No, really. No, really. It's fine. It's fine. No, I appreciate that, but you don't have to give me anything. I don't need anything for this. I was more than happy to just do it. No, I should probably get going. A tea? Okay. If you insist, I will have a cup of tea. I would love a cup of tea. Okay, that would be wonderful. Thank you. Oh, okay. I will go get one and I will have a tea. Thank you very much. Oh, you're very welcome. Like I said, I wanted to do something to help, so. Okay, thank you. I'm going to go get my tea. Hello there. Well, apparently I'm having a tea, whether I like it or not, so. I'm sure it's very good tea, and I could actually really use one. Okay, thank you. Do you have any cream or sugar or anything? Oh, okay, over where? Right, okay, I see it. All right, thank you. Oh my God. Hello. Holy crap. How are you? I'm good. No kidding. You were the last person that I thought I would see here today. Wow. This is crazy. How have you been? I've been good. I came to fix the fence. Well, no, I mean, I know how to do it, so everybody was going on and on about, you know, bids and tenders and how much it was going to cost and all this stuff, and I just thought, screw it, man, I'll just come and do it myself. Yeah. No, it's not what I'm doing for a living, but it's just, I figured I'd just come and do it. What are you doing here? Really? Oh my God, your mother's here? I'll have to say hello. I'm not sitting anywhere, really. I came to fix the fence, and I was going to go, and they kind of insisted that I had a tea for payment. So I'm not really sitting anywhere. Okay. Sure, I'll come and sit out for a bit. So, how have you been? What have you been doing? I mean, I haven't seen you since high school. Really? Okay, well, that's awesome. That's what you were talking about doing. I mean, you've always wanted to do that, so you did it. That's amazing. I know, it's crazy. I mean, it's been so long, and now out of nowhere I run into you here. This is nuts. So are you married, kids? What's going on? Still single. I'm still out causing trouble. Sometimes. No, I'm still a free agent. I'm still solo. I don't know. I guess I never found the right girl. I mean, you were a tough act to follow, so. Well, no, it's true, you were. Well, I mean, we used to get into a lot of trouble together. Well, actually, we never got into trouble. We never got caught, did we? I know. This is nuts. I mean, the memories that are coming back right now are just crazy. Like, seeing you here. I know. We spent a lot of time in this place. Well, it's funny that it started out as us being in trouble, and part of our punishment was to work here. If only they knew what happened while we were working here. Do I remember? You gotta be kidding. I've never forgotten that. That was a very wild summer. Oh, that back room. I know. If they only knew what we were doing back there. Yeah, I may be a little naughty still. I bet you are too. Come on, don't lie. Do you remember how much you used to tease the crap out of me? We'd be here. We're supposed to be a good boy and a good girl. Yeah, that's me, such a good Catholic boy. Oh, and you, such a good girl too. Used to make me nuts. I'd be trying to get stuff done, and you'd come up to me and just whisper in my ear, going, "I'm not wearing any panties." I'd be like, "What?" I know. No. Well, that was your fault. I used to get so fucking hard. It was crazy. And then we pretend we were going in the back room just to, like, restock stuff and organize stuff. We did have some good times back there. Nobody had any clue just how naughty we were. Oh, I'd have you up against the wall with my hand around your throat. Oh, and the things you used to do to me and the things I used to do to you. Oh, fuck. Okay, you know what? We gotta stop talking about this. What? I was not that easy to corrupt. Well, what do you expect? That would do it. I mean, I was a horny fucking kid and you just come up to me in that dress. You know, you always had your three Sunday dresses that you always wore. And they were all equally hot. To everybody else, they looked very conservative, but you'd always come up to me and go, I'm not wearing any panties. And I'd just be like, oh my fucking God. Yeah, I'd follow you in the back like a good boy, huh? Don't forget, there were a few times where you'd follow me like a good girl. I'd just lean up to your ear and go, I'm so fucking hard. And you would bite your lip. And the next thing you know, we would be, oh, we have to go restock the room. We'll be back. Oh, you on your knees. Me on my knees. I know it didn't take much. Oh, wow, some things never change. I mean, just looking at you, I mean, well, no, you don't look exactly the same. You look better, actually. I guess you have aged well. I can only hope that I have. Have I? Good. I'm glad you approve. I mean, that dress you're wearing is like pretty, I mean, I don't know, it brings back so many memories because it's close. I mean, you know, it's a nice dress, but it's conservative. Nobody would raise an eyebrow. I mean, you know, knee level. Nobody would think anything of it. Just kind of back then. But what they didn't know is you weren't wearing any panties and you were driving me insane and we would be in the back room banging each other's brains out. Okay. What do you have to tell me? Oh, come on. Come on. Okay, that's not fair. You're probably lying too. You're trying to get a rise out of me. No pun intended. You are so wearing panties, don't lie. You swear. Okay, that's not fair. Yes, I would say the same effect happens. Let's just say it's a good thing that I'm sitting down with this table in the way, because otherwise, if I stood up right now, it could be a little embarrassing. I mean, you look really good, and all of these memories are just flooding back into my head, pushing you up against the wall, kneeling down, going down on you from behind, you blowing me, and then just fucking you. We used to fuck everywhere. I'd push you up against the wall. I'd bend you over that table in there. Fuck me. Oh, God, fuck. Yes, I fucking remember that. I don't know how you just... You know, this kind of like... You were just in this mood. You just grabbed me. Like, you basically pushed me on the floor. And then just fucked me in that dress. Not that dress, but... You just pulled it up and you had no panties on. They had no idea. I'm amazed we didn't get caught. We used to get a little noisy sometimes, you know. But then, I guess, they were busy doing other thing and thought, oh, those innocent kids, they won't be doing anything in the back. Meanwhile, you were fucking riding me or I was just pounding you against something. Fuck. Yes, it's working. Okay, you know what? We need to stop talking about this or else I'm not going to be able to get up from this table for like a really long time. Yes, you definitely do still have that effect on me. It's not fair. Yeah, those were good times. I almost want to go see that room. I don't know. It would probably just blow my mind to walk back in there and see it. It would probably really blow my mind. I don't know. As soon as I saw it, I mean, I would just remember everything. I'm remembering it now. We should go take a peek. I don't know. I'm not sure what they're doing with that room now. I mean, it's probably different, but it would blow my mind just to walk in there and go like, oh my God, the things that we did in there. It'd be crazy. Should we? We could. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's locked. I don't know what they're doing with that room now, but... No, I mean... Well, I could find out. I mean, we could go look, but... Oh, God, if we went and looked in there. I don't know. Maybe this isn't a good idea. Because, I don't know. I mean... We might get in there and I don't know, we might get ideas. This is crazy. God, I can't even believe that I ran into you here and now we're talking about all this stuff and that room is right there and you're right here. Like, holy shit. You do. Okay, I admit it. Yes, I'm curious. I wouldn't mind going to have a look at the room. Well, I could do that. Hold on a sec. Okay, wait. Hi. The tea is wonderful. And look who I ran into. I know, it's crazy. That's right, my little helper. Yeah, we're just catching up on old times. I know, we haven't seen each other in a really long time. I was curious, the back room. What are you doing with it? Is it? It's still the stock room. Wow. We were just joking about how it would be so fun to go see that. I mean, we used to spend a lot of time in there, organizing things and, you know, restocking and putting things away. It would be really fun to go have a look at it. Is it? Okay, so you wouldn't mind if we went and took a look? Okay. No, that'd be really fun. It would be really fun for us to go have a peek at it. Sure. I probably will go for another tea. But I think we're going to go have a peek at it, you know, do a little reminiscing and, you know, old times, that sort of thing. We were just laughing about it, saying it would be great to go have a peek at it. Okay, well, we're going to go have a look and then I'll come back for another tea. Cookies. Well, I will definitely be interested in cookies when they come out. Okay, thank you. Well, apparently we have clearance to go have a look at that room. You want to go do some reminiscing? All right. Let's go have a look. Okay, come on. I want to see this. What? I know. You already told me. That's bad. You're so bad. You used to do that to me all the time. And you used to wait till just this moment, didn't you? Every time we were walking towards that room, that is the time that you chose to just whisper in my ear that you weren't wearing any panties. Some things never change, do they? Oh, shit. Okay. okay, look. Okay, I cannot let all these ladies see me like this, all right? Okay, fuck, come on. Let's go to the room. I gotta chill out for a little while before somebody figures that I got a fucking wrench in my pocket or something. Jesus, okay, come on. Would you stop it? All right. Here it is. Are you ready for this? Okay. Holy shit. Oh my god, it looks the same. Close the door. Okay. Oh fuck, it is. The table is still there. Oh wow, this is mind-blowing. Where? Oh my god, the fucking chair. Oh, do you remember what I did to you in that chair? Wow. I know. We had a lot of fun in this room. It was so taboo. I mean, we were in the church, and we were being so naughty. You look good too. It's really good to see you after all this time. Like really, really good to see you. You look amazing. You look better than ever. He used to drive me nuts back then. I don't know why. I mean, you had things you wanted to do. I had things I wanted to do. We were kids. We didn't think about anything long term. We were just kind of having fun in the moment. So I guess we just kind of went our separate ways. It's pretty funny that we run into each other again, here, of all places. It was a really good time. I know, I saw that. Do you remember holding on to that? I'm amazed those coat racks held. She would stop saying that. Obviously, it has the same effect on me. Yes, I remember exactly what used to happen. We used to walk towards this room and you'd tell me you weren't wearing any panties. And then we'd pretend we were going in here to stock stuff. And then we would get in here. And just like you just did, you would say, close the door. And then I closed the door. And as soon as it closed, you know what would happen? Hard. You used to be able to do that in an instant. You fucking still can. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm gonna tear my fucking pants. Oh, and you in this fucking dress. Are you really not wearing any panties? Oh, fuck. You aren't. God. Fuck. Okay, this is crazy. This is... Because I'm never gonna walk out of here like this. I mean, fuck. I look like I got a fucking wrench in my pocket, for God's sakes. And you, ass like this just to see how wet you are. Oh, you are. You fucking are wet. Oh, come on. This is fucking killing me. That's exactly what you used to say to me. What are you gonna do about it? And what do you want me to do about it? Oh, you're fucking so wet. God, you're so wet. Okay, look, if we don't get out of here right now, we're gonna recreate history right fucking here, because I can't take this, and you look delicious. And this is all coming back into my fucking head. I remember every moment of all of this. And I might need to recreate history right now if we don't get out of here right now. Fuck. Okay, this is fucking... Oh, what are you doing? Oh, you naughty girl. Are you fucking kidding? I'm totally down. I'm fucking totally down for this. Let's fucking do this. You. Oh, you fucking. Oh. Really? Oh, fuck. Just like old times. You down on your knees. Oh, God, looking up at me like that. Oh, God, you used to suck me off for hours back here. Oh, fuck, I see you're still just as good at it. This is fucking insane. I used to look out that window just to make sure nobody was coming while you were doing this. Oh, fuck. And here I am doing it again. Oh, feeling your fucking mouth on me. What? This time. Maybe not. I used to stop you all the time, didn't I? Just before I was gonna come, I used to stop you because I wanted to taste you. I wanted to turn you around and make you hold on to that coat rack and get on my knees and fucking make you come all over my face. Fuck you, Gail. This is crazy. That's what you used to say to me. You'd say, I want your cum. And you remember what I'd say to you? I'd say, don't worry, you'll get it. But you're not getting it like this. I'm getting it inside you. After I taste you. Hey, stop. Stop. No, no, no. If we're gonna reminisce, let's fucking reminisce. Get up. Come here. You turn around. You be my good girl again. You hold on to the coat rack. And I'm gonna push this dress up and I'm gonna make you come all over my face. Do it. Good girl. Oh, and there's that fucking sweet ass. Oh my God, you're even more perfect than you are. Hold on. Mm-hmm. remember? You know, I used to just tease you. Just run my tongue through your lips. On over your clit. And then I'd reach up and I'd hold you by the hips and I'd dig my fingers in so hard that I probably left welts. I'd pull you into my mouth and slide my tongue inside you just so I could hear you moan. I wonder if it would have the same effect. There's that fucking moan you used to make. Oh, fuck. Okay, you need to come for me. I fucking need your cum. God, you taste so good. I missed how you fucking tasted. Did you? Did you miss my mouth? Did you miss my tongue? Did you miss coming for me? Did you miss how I used to make you come all over my face? Really? Good. Good. I like that. I like the fact that nobody has ever been able to make you come like me. Now come for me now. I fucking miss you pushing back. Fucking do it. Come for me. Do it. Fucking do it. Oh, fucking good girl. Fuck, I miss this. Fuck, I miss this so much. Oh, you coming at me just... Oh, running my face all through you, soaking my lips, soaking my fucking chin. Drinking every drop of you. What do you mean? What do you mean I'm not gonna stop now? What do you mean? Are you kidding? You're damn right I'm gonna fuck you. Remember me standing up like this and holding you by the throat. Tell me where. You wanna ride me like you used to? You want me to just fuck you against the wall like this? What do you want? What do you mean, why am I asking? You're right. I used to just take you wherever I wanted. Well, I think right here is perfect. We've already proven these coat hooks can take it. You just hang on real tight. You are such a bad girl. I'm such a bad boy. You're supposed to be such good church-going people. Just a couple of kids working in the back room. I had no idea that I was doing this, running my head through your lips. I'm feeling you arch your hips up for me, waiting for me. Just like you're fucking doing now. Oh, and that feeling when I first slipped my head inside you. So fucking warm, and you feel so fucking good. And the smell of your skin. I've never forgotten that. I've never forgotten how you smell. Oh, I've never forgotten how you feel. Fuck. Really? I did, didn't I? I wasn't exactly gentle with you, was I? You used to fucking love it. God, you used to moan. I used to have to put my hand over your mouth to keep you quiet. You just whisper to me, going harder, fucking harder. You remember that? I fucking remember that. Wondering what we're fucking doing back here for so long. You want it? Oh, I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna fucking give it to you. Oh, your fucking throat still feels so good in my fucking hands. Soon, actually. Shh. Fuck, quiet. Do I have to do this again? Do I have to hold your fucking mouth and keep you quiet? Okay, this is it. I'm fucking coming. Here it comes. You get every drop of me. I miss fucking saying it. Not every time I would come on you. Oh, every time I come on you, I just lean into your ear and tell you you're my good girl. Oh, God. Fuck, you are such a good girl. I fucking miss this. I missed you. I missed coming in you. I missed feeling you. Until now. As soon as I saw you when I was fixing my tea, everything just came flooding back. And all at once I realized how much I fucking really missed you. I was so crazy about you. I don't know why, like I said. We were kids. You had things you wanted to do. I had things I wanted to do. We just kind of went our separate ways. We didn't really think about it. Yeah, I know, you're right. We should probably get out of here. They're gonna come looking for us. You're even more beautiful than you ever were. You're more beautiful than my memories. I have lots of memories. I think about them all the time. I never forgot you. I think about you all the time. That's why it was so mind-blowing just to see you here. I agree. I agree. We should definitely get reacquainted. Even more so than we just did. What are you doing tonight? Okay, well, you have plans now. Let me take you out to dinner. I want to get caught up. I want to talk to you about what you've been doing, what I've been doing. And then maybe we can go to my place or go to your place and really catch up on old times. If you're into that. Then it's a date. I know. We should get out of here. Okay. Don't look at me like that. That's the look he used to give me that got us in trouble all the time. Okay. I miss. missed you too. Okay, come on, let's go. Hey. Am I dripping down your thigh? Hi. Yes, we did. We did. We checked it out. It's amazing how close it still is to when we were kids. Oh, yes, we did. We definitely did some reminiscing.